Hello Aries, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, June the 24th and the week ahead. Well, actually, it's a fortnight because the new moon in Cancer is very, very powerful and vibrant. And for you as an Aries, this means big changes in and around your home life. Don't be at all surprised if you have to make domestic issues a priority because it's the beginning of a new period where family rules. Okay. And here's your Sunday stars. Now Mars sits around where the new moon is at the moment, and his square to Jupiter means hold your horses. Now, as I said yesterday, it's the beginning of a new domestic period, especially the next couple of weeks. And with a Mars square Jupiter, which is what's happening, you have to be somewhat careful that you don't rush into things tempestuously and impetuously. You need to slow down because you move too fast. You've got to make this aspect last. And here's your Monday stars. Lovely energy between Mars and Neptune. Because the new moon and Mars are both in the sign of Cancer, you can check this out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. It's Mars in the fourth house. And the trine to Neptune is very seductive. This is a tantalizing aspect emotionally. And it certainly is going to fire up your feelings in an enormous and powerful way. It might even mean that there is a lover come back to me from the past. And here's your Tuesday stars. With Mercury squaring Jupiter, the most important thing you can do now is zip your lip. There's an old saying, the said soonest mended. And with the colossal buildup of planets in your fourth house connecting you with home and family, and the square to Jupiter currently in your house of relationships, there may even be some kind of battle of words or battle generally between someone that you live with or love and the family as a whole. Keep cool. Here's your Wednesday stars. Yet more Cancerian stuff going on. Mercury conjunct Mars. When you get Mercury conjunct Mars, there is the ability to say things and blurt things out without thinking, and that's why you need to be careful now. It's not that it's a bad aspect, but it just means you need to be careful with every word that you make and every step you take. And here's your Thursday stars. The connection between you and your sixth house of health is very important today. A number of aspects say this: check that your health is fine. If you have niggles, aches or pains and you've been putting up with them, don't do that any longer. Your health is precious and you need therefore to look after it more than ever before. This is the perfect day to concentrate on medical matters. And here's your Friday stars. With Mercury opposing Pluto, the ability to be suspicious or think there's a problem where there isn't one is enormous. Paranoia, basically. And the main centre of paranoia would come from either home or family affairs or your career and where you work. And that's why you need to be very, very aware that some of the things that you're thinking may just be a figment of your imagination.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.